Early medieval society in Britain was more stratified than its Iron Age precursor. By circa 500, many folk, descended from the free farmers of pre-Roman times, seem to have constituted an underclass of agricultural peasants who sustained the privileged lifestyle of an aristocratic elite. Another key difference between the two periods lay in the character of the relationships between secular and religious leaders. Pre-Roman rulers had been supported by a pagan clergy, whose origins lay in local cults associated with specific places or with particular tribes and king groups. A typical pagan priest, although undoubtedly a figure of great power within a local context, was nonetheless subservient to the authority of his local chieftain. By contrast, the spread of Christianity brought a new type of priesthood, whose international links transcended local loyalties and whose personnel frequently intervened in the business of government. Like their peers in other parts of Western Europe, the kings who arose in 5th century Britain were increasingly exposed to a vision of Christian monarchy based on biblical and classical models, the prime exemplars being the Israelite kings of the Old Testament and pious Roman emperors such as Constantine the Great. This idealized template of kingship was actively promoted by the Christian clergy to the barbarian kings, who emerged in Britain, Gaul, and other erstwhile provinces of the decaying empire after circa 400.